Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Who knows what episode it is?
I don't know. Why ask me these things?
I gotta look all over the place.
Ha, I'm back. Did you miss me?
Hey. What a wild week it's been. You had a good week? I know. It's been one of those things. Alright, so Iowa Blues Showcase. We're all the way up to episode number 47. How about that? You know, the one thing I've noticed, and by the way, if you think this may be strange sounding, I'm recording on my MacBook that I've been threatening to do for quite a few weeks now. It's official. We're doing it on the MacBook. And this is a 2008 version of GarageBand, I think. And I can't update it any more than it is. So, it's strange. You kind of have... let me put it this way. It makes it so easy to do this that you could just be like completely stupid and still make a podcast. It's very bizarre. Used to be you had to have some sort of technical ability, but this thing does almost everything for me. I am kind of missing some cool effects that, because I've used this program way back in actually 2008. I was working with a school that had one. So I've actually used this actual computer in this version of GarageBand. But, anyway, the Big Mac, as you can tell, was starting to give up. And GarageBand was seizing up and stuff. And I had bought this a little over a month ago intentionally to use this for podcasting. And just podcasting. And I remember it being pretty easy to use. And then I tried it out and I wasn't happy because I'd gotten used to the newer version of GarageBand. But as the Big Mac started getting slower and just falling apart, I don't know what's wrong with my GarageBand there. I think there's a corrupt file in there somewhere because it's just doing weird stuff. So we're coming to this. And we'll be using this for a while until I actually go ahead and buy me another one. So anyway, tonight's show is the second part of the March 22nd, 2003 Iowa Blues Showcase up in Ankeny, Iowa. This one has Roy Cashman, who is, like I said, amazing guitar player, singer. I guess I don't know where he was originally from. I know he was from Chicago before he came to Des Moines. But he's one of these tech guys. So didn't last around Des Moines too long because he ended up going down to Texas. And I looked him up on the internet. So he's still down there playing music, which is good because Roy's amazing, awesome guitar player. And I hope he comes back to Des Moines since Des Moines is like turning into Tech City here, being one of the top places in the world to come to. So hopefully he'll come back. But he's in the first part of the show. And then we have the elusive man, Mr. John Lukehart, who will be doing some songs with me. We had played in a band called the Tom Gary Blues Band, not the one you heard... What was that, two episodes ago? He was in the one right after that. So there's four official Tom Gary Blues Bands that I recognize with different players and stuff. He would have been in the third one, and that one probably was the most prolific, the busiest. Played the most gigs and traveled the most miles. And John was a great guitar player, awesome guy, nice guy, and you know what, he is just a good all-around player, can do just about anything from rock to blues. So he'll be there, and then Sherry Ludens who is Woody's sister, John Woody Wood, the great John Woody Wood, which we've mentioned a lot. If you listen to the podcast over the last almost a year now, you would definitely know about Woody. And so his sister showed up. But this time Woody was living in California. He had not passed away at this point. And so, and I'm surprised we hadn't called Woody yet. I thought we did in Ankeny. Maybe the last show we'll do that. But I know in season 4 we definitely call Woody and he'll be on the show then. So, anyway, like I said, great show. Hope you enjoy it. We'll come back at the end to update you and tell you about what's going on at the Iowa Blues Showcase. Okay, you can tell I got a cold because that really sounds stupid. But I can't help it. My voice is doing weird stuff. All right, let's go.
You demand.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. Before we start, we want to thank our sponsors. First off, I'd like to thank Chili Head Records. Engineering the show, Mr. Jay Taylor. Des Moines' newest digital studio out in West Des Moines. So if you have studio needs, give him a call. He's a great engineer. And we're glad he's here to help us out. Also, one of our newer sponsors, Lawson's Books. The proprietor, Martin Olin. We have a saying about his books don't stink, ladies and gentlemen. You know how you go into those used bookstores and there's a certain aroma? Well, you don't get it at this place. This place is clean. And I tell you, I've seen him. He sits there and he cleans every book before it goes on a shelf. So ladies and gentlemen, come on down to Lawson's Books. It's East 6th and Grand Avenue in Des Moines, Iowa. Catty quarter to the State Historical Building. I'd also like to thank Tasty Tacos.
Yeah.
Tasty Tacos. Their tacos are more taco-rific than the other guy. And they're available all over Des Moines. Just drive by and say hi. And say to Rick or Andre that the Iowa Blues Showcase sent you, and they'll give you the special Iowa Blues Showcase deal.
Ooh, yeah.
Which we like to say hopefully isn't a punch in the mouth. Thank you. And also Starry Nights Coffee House. Chuck back there working hard for you. Great place for music, live music, good coffee,
yeah,
great food.
Broke. Hey, you know, we haven't really thanked the administration out here. You know, if it wasn't for the president of DMAC, we wouldn't be here. So we appreciate, we really thank them very much. They're that innovative. And working with Chuck and making this coffee house happen. That's serious. I'm serious now.
We know that.
Thank you, Frank. Ladies and gentlemen, originally from, well, not even originally from Chicago, but he lived in Chicago for a while and he played blues and now he's here in Des Moines and we're really happy he's here. The one.
Shuffling eight. I just want to play.
Roy Cashman.
Yeah.
Thank you.
liking using that sugar-coated love. Yeah, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, that lonely man, but she's mine. Tom Gary, everybody, your host. She's got sugar-coated love. Yeah, sugar-coated love. She's a real bone baby, and I know me, baby, she's mine. She's a real bone baby, and I know me, baby, she's mine.
Thank you.
but you never saved a dime. Yeah, you made a lot of money, but you never saved a dime. If you didn't save yours now, mama, it ain't no fault of mine. Well, times is hard, baby, the hustle is really on. Well, times is hard, baby, the hustle is really on. Prices is high now, darling, all the good jobs are gone. You want some, man? Go on.
That's not a Jeff Baker reject, is it?
No, it's a mutt made up of a whole lot of parts. It's a Warmoth body, a Chandler neck, Kent Armstrong pickups. Gosh knows what kind of hardware.
Cool, cool. Sounds great. I was just wondering because Baker's puts all those stickers on his stuff, you know, the little.
So do I, but I've worn her head clean off here. I'm gonna have to get a new one.
So anyway, how's business?
Business is good.
And who you been playing with or gigging with?
Just mostly side jobs here and there. I've been working a little bit with Randy Burke and the Prisoners lately.
I can see by the hat.
Playing some insurgent country and that sort of thing.
Cool, 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 cool. And so do you go on the road with those guys or you stick in town?
When you live in Waukee, life is the road.
Yeah.
I mean, I dressed up. I'm from Waukee. These are my Sunday duds.
Yeah, it's too bad the drummer wasn't paying attention. You never paying attention.
Rick's all over that.
Yeah, really. So anyway, you got another tune for us?
Yeah.
What you got?
I don't know. What do y'all want to do? Let's go up tempo, swinging.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Cashman.
Yeah. yeah. I've been accused of a lot of things, but never too small to dance. Well, I met this chick at a rock and roll dance. I met this chick at a rock and roll dance. Well, I tapped her on the shoulder, she gave me a cockeyed glance. I said, hey, pretty baby, do you think I have a chance? I said, hey, pretty baby, do you think I have a chance? She said, no, sonny boy, you're too tall to dance. Too small to dance. Too small to dance. Too small to dance. Too small to dance. I ain't too small, you're too small to dance. I ain't too small, you're too small to dance. One more, fellas.
With John Lucard and Sherry Ludens. And the world's most dangerous blues jam. Oh, we're rolling. We're welcome back. Okay, Frank, you've wandered to the mic. What are you going to do?
I just want to remind everybody that we really appreciate you coming out here to Starry Nights today. And the envelopes are for your generous contributions. And the coffee can is where you put the generous contributions. That's hard
okay.
to say.
Yeah. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest comes to you from Marshalltown. He's lived there most of his life, except for a few years when he's been out in California. He's one of Iowa's, actually, one of the better guitar players in Iowa that people don't know. And I don't know why that is.
Wish you wouldn't have said that.
Oh. But anyway, we had a band a few years back, and it was the Tom Gary Blues Band, and it had our lovable Woody in it, and Jimmy Farr, and we did pretty good, except we got beat in the blues contest by Bob Pace. But we won't talk about that. Okay, maybe we will. No.
It was rigged.
It was rigged, yeah. That's what he admitted to. He admitted to it later that we should have won. We played this great set, and we got beat. Who knows? But anyway, this is one of the original songs that I wrote in hope that it would become a big hit and they would play it on commercials. So this is a little song called Court Avenue. Blues music can be found on Court Avenue. Audience participation part. When I sing Court Avenue, you sing really, really loud Court Avenue right back. It's real simple, it's real easy, and it's a lot of fun. Okay? All right. And it's good for the heart, and it's good for the soul. So we'll give it a shot. Here we go. Court Avenue.
Court Avenue.
Court Avenue.
Court Avenue.
Court Avenue.
Court Avenue.
Well, you can jump and shout, you can laugh about Court Avenue. Let's do it again one more time. Court Avenue.
Court Avenue.
Court Avenue.
Court Avenue.
Court Avenue. Well, you can jump and shout, you can laugh about Court Avenue. All right, look, play the blues. So if anybody knows the Court Avenue Association, make sure that you send that to them. And hopefully someday they'll put that one on the air. Yeah, right. I actually gave him a copy of it because one of the guys that was president I thought was really cool. He was real drunk and he was in a bar and I played it. And he thought, oh yeah, everybody will like it, man. Trust me, man. We'll use it as our theme song. And that's the last time I ever heard from him, so. What the deal was. You know, me and John, we had a lot of bad luck, didn't we? Oh, he didn't want to get involved now. Remember the time when we went to Kansas City and the blue band had
arranged... She wasn't kidding about those two shots of espresso in the coffee.
But you remember we were down in Kansas City and Bob Doerr had set up this gig for us at Blaney's to open for him. And even though he didn't know we were coming, but we showed up anyway. And because it was originally, I was supposed to play by myself. But John said, come on, we'll all go down there. He won't care if four of us show up. And so, you know, Bob was a little stunned, but I think he was really more stunned when we showed up dressed up in those tuxedos, don't you think?
The highlight of my,
highlight of your musical career. All right, let's do that. You want to do that Kansas City tune? I'm trying to remember how that went.
Thank you.
Broadway, Don Brown. Gonna find a little corner west for them Broadway. Gonna find that corner and shout these blues away. Where the Grand Emporium, Blaney's and the Point. To the Grand Emporium, Blaney's and the Point. Well, if you go down there and you see them rock the joint.
Talk to you a little bit.
Hello.
How you doing, John? It's good to see you.
I haven't played for a while. Well,
that's okay.
It's fun. It's still fun.
Yeah.
Except when somebody half your age gets up and burns like this guy over here. Jeez. I remember about 7 years ago when he came to the jam session. Can I get up and play now? Sure, go ahead. Listen to him now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really, really sounds good.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, we had a pretty good show over there at Zim's. Remember that one?
Yes, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was back when Jimmy was a professional drinker, and he used to play with one hand and drink with the other. It was awesome. He was something else.
Funky.
And then Woody was always hitting on all the different girls. I think he had like 3 or 4 girlfriends back then, didn't he?
At least,
yeah. So anyway, so you got a band or anything, or do you think you'll want to get going in this again, or?
I don't know. It's pretty hard. Nobody likes to play with me. Yeah. I'm too picky, too nervous nowadays.
Well, so am I. So, are you gonna play with me on the August 1st?
Oh, I can't. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Let's try to do a reunion thing. We'll just see if we can get Woody and Jimmy and.
Well, if Woody's not available, I think Dave is back there.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And we'll try to put the old Tom Gary Blues Band together. We'll try. This will be like our 4th time we've tried to do it, and we haven't been successful yet, but we're going to give it a shot, do a reunion gig. So anyway, do you want to do your patented song?
All right.
I was going to say, everybody does it in this town, but there's only one guy that does it right, and this is the one right here.
Yeah, here we go.
Thank you.
your big feet on the ground. Son, I bought you a brand new Mustang, about a 1965. Now you come around with your signified woman, don't wanna let me ride. Put your big feet on the ground. We'll be right back.
You're gonna be wiping your weeping eyes.
Well, anyway, and then we would like to introduce our showcased guest singer tonight, Miss Sherry Woods. This is this is Woody's little sister. They didn't need to know that. Are you ready? Okay.
I love you, I never know how much I care. When you wrap your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Take it away.
Gentlemen, it's James B. That was scary. All right, our rhythm section, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. Mr. John Lee Egan. And Mr. Dave Andrews. Thou Blue Showcase is brought to you by Chili Head Records, Des Moines' newest digital studio. And by Starry Nights Coffee House, now in its new location, located in the heart of the DMAC campus, Building 5, Ankeny, Iowa. It's also brought to you by Lawson's Books. Our books don't stink. Located on East 6th and Grand Avenue in downtown Des Moines, Iowa. Go check them out. He's catty corner to the historical building. And also, our show is brought to you by Tasty Tacos. They have 5 locations throughout Des Moines. Stop on by and say hi and say you want the Iowa Blues Showcase special. They'll treat you right. Our show is produced by Tom Gary, Jay Taylor, Frank Strong, and John O. Smith. Engineered by Jay Taylor. Written by Frank Strong. Musical direction by John O. Smith. My name is Tom Gary. Join us next week when we will have Andy Coates, Dewey and Jody Bodley, Blues Inc., and TBA. I want to thank y'all for coming out to see the Iowa Blues Showcase, but don't go nowhere, because next, coming up next is Something to Do. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, goodbye.
Thou givest fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair when her daddy tried to kill him. He said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare." He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight, fever. I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give us fever. When you kiss them, fever. If you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. Oh, what a lovely way to burn.
Sherry Wood, right here.
All right, there you go, Sherry Wood. You know, I've noticed that, unfortunately, there's a little bit of a buzz on this internal microphone. Not good, but we're going to have to live with it, folks, because it's too late to fix it. Also, I noticed that when the fan comes on, it gets even worse. All right, well, anyway. Oh, man. Anyway, I'm going to try to figure out how to do an external microphone next. Because I tried and couldn't get it to work. Maybe it will work next time. So, anyway, I hope you have had a great week. Hope that the world is treating you okay. Because we're doing fine right here. Yeah, spring is going along. And I actually think it's a little cooler than it was in February. So, hey, how about that? All right, we got to go. We're over an hour and it's time to go home. So ladies and gentlemen, you have a good week and you keep those blues alive. Spread this around. Please like, write comments. Anything you can do helps. You know, we get 100 of you or more every week. If a few of you just wrote some things down, that would help. It'll spread the word even more because we like your comments and that gets other people to want to listen and hear what's going on. You know, the blues is not going to make it without you. You're it. So help us out. All right, you guys, you have a good week, and we'll see you again next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase.